有一个不可分的关系，强烈到一个地步，它形成了一个律，叫做失败被掳的律。
Because the second and the third laws are so tightly coupled, they form another law. That's the law of always being defeated.
就是我一想要做好的时候
，That's whenever we want to do good.
他就来掳掠我。
And then it comes to capture us.
叫我去服从肢体犯罪的律。
So that we will obey the law of sin.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我以前。曾经提过啊，在九一年这个波斯湾战争的时候
，I mentioned to you before, during the Gulf War, in 1991.
那美军曾经用了一种很好的一个武器，叫做 Pathfinder.
And then American military used a very good weapon called Pathfinder.
哎呀，是我们固定用车子后面就叫 Pathfinder 啊。
That's also the car brother Sandy drives.
那它这个东西有一个特点
，And then it has a character.
就是伊拉克。的炮不管从哪里打出来
，Doesn't matter where the missiles of Iraq come from。
只要伊拉克一发炮出来
，As long as they send out the missiles，
这个 Pathfinder 马上就可以 locate 它，这个找到它的位置。
The Pathfinder will immediately locate the missile。
然后同样用电脑就送出一个飞弹过去，就把它的那个炮台给打掉。
And、immediately they will eject and destroy the control。
所以呢，你伊拉克不发炮还好。
So it's probably better for Iraq not to fire any missile.
什么时候一发出炮来
？Whenever a missile is fired,
Pathfinder 马上找到你。
And Pathfinder will find you.
然后马上送炸弹过来。
And will send another missile.
然后就把你给摧毁掉。
And destroy the controller.
真像我们这里讲的二三四。
It's just like the law, the third, second, third, and fourth law.
你还没有在那里立志说我不可以发脾气。
Before you resolve and will.
你还不会发现到说，在你里面你这么难胜过你的脾气。
Then you will not find how difficult it is to overcome your sin.
你里面没有立志在这里说，我决定不要看那本黄色杂志。
If you never resolve not to look at porn anymore.
你还不会发现说，原来肉体就借着诸般的情欲在你里面发动起来。
Then you will not find this law of sin working in our body.
你越压制自己，你发现它越活。
The more you suppress it, the more they become active.
你越想去压它，它就越在你里面出来。
Whenever you want to suppress it, it will spring up.
从前讲到在乡村里面有一个老先生教那些村民怎么样子去冶金啊，就是把那个金子做出来。
There was this old man in the village trying to teach the young people how to refine the gold.
他怎么样把沙倒进去，怎么样子烧了火，然后到最后呢？倒的时候就倒出纯金来。
How they burn the sand of gold and then finally they will gain the gold.
但是别人做不出来。
But then other people just couldn't do it.
就问他为什么。
So they asked him why.
然后这只是一个比方啊，不是真故事。他就告诉他们。
So this is only an example, not a true story.
他说你要能够真正做出纯金来，有一个条件。
If you want to really refine the gold, there has to be a condition.
就是在你整个。过程里面，你绝对不可以想猴子。
That's throughout your whole process, you cannot think of monkey.
你只要想猴子，你就不成功。
Anytime you think of a monkey, then you will fail.
觉得好奇怪啊。
And very strange.
从前那些人做的时候，从来不想猴子的。
And then those people, they never thought about monkeys before.
从那天开始做的时候呢，就一直说我不可以想猴子，不可以想猴子。
From that day on, they kept on telling themselves, don't think of monkeys, don't think of monkeys.
那猴子就在他里面跳来跳去。
And then they see monkeys jumping in their mind.
就没有一个人做成功。
So no one ever succeeded.
我们 Oklahoma 是全美国第三大钓鱼州。
And then Oklahoma is the third fishing state in America.
我告诉你，那个湖边不插 no fishing 的牌子还好。
Then,
不可以钓鱼的牌子。
It's probably better if they don't have the no fishing sign by the lake.
插一插的话，你走进丛林里面去找，一定找到人在里面钓鱼。
But if they just put the no fishing sign there, for sure you will find people fishing there.
因为非因律法说不可以起贪心，我就不知道什么叫贪心。
The law did not forbid us not to be greedy. We don't know what greed is.
好啊，所以这是讲到这四个律啊。
So these are the four spiritual laws.
第五个律叫做赐生命圣灵的律。
And then the fifth law is the law of the spirit of life.
我们说过你要胜过律，你凭着自己胜不过的。
We say that by our strength we will never overcome.
你必须要借着另外一个比它更大的律。
We have to go through another bigger law.
地心吸力是一个事实。
The gravity is a fact.
你用手举，你胜不过它的。
If you lift you cannot overcome it by your hand.
但是你发现飞鸟可以飞起来。
But yet you find the birds can fly.
因为它怎样运用那个空气的浮力把它带起来。
Because they use the law of buoyancy to fly.
连那么大的747坐三四百个人，那么多的行李，呼一下可以飘起来。
Even the airplane like 747, they can take off.
它只要几个板子动一动，配合的那个空气的浮力，它可以把这么重的可以举起来。
As long as they follow the law of aerodynamics, they can take off.
所以弟兄姊妹，神给我们得胜的路，不是凭着我们肉体的挣扎和努力。
So the way that God provided the resolution is not by our sheer struggle.
不仅仅这个 bottle 里面的 contents， 它的内容是神不要的。
Not only that the content of the bottle is not desired by God.
所有从它里面出来的神都不要。
Anything out of the bottle is not desired by God.
所有从这里面出来的就是旧造生命肉体的表现。
Anything out of the bottle is the behavior of our old self.
我们的办法，我们的看法，我们的感觉，我们的意见，我们的立志行善，都是从这里面出来，通通不会 work。
Our judgment, our thoughts, and our resolutions, they are all out of the old self, and they will not work.
我已经连续黄牛了两次，都没有讲得胜的途径。
For twice, I haven't talked about the way to overcome.
已经有人追到我后面了，我说我欠债一定还了。
Some people are after me, and I promise I will pay the debt.
弟兄姊妹，怎么样子来得胜呢？现在的问题。
So now the question is, how do we overcome?
所以我想，我前面已经花了这么多的功夫，一直打一个观念，叫做同定。
I have spent so much time to convey this concept of being crucified with Christ.
我们在基督里面已经跟基督同定十字架了。
We have been crucified with Christ in Him.
如果您没有听的话，请补听前两卷。
I hope if you missed it, please borrow the tape.
今天在基督里面。
Today in Christ,
让我们可以在生命圣灵的律里面过得胜的生活。
We can live according to the law of the Spirit of life and live a victorious life.
所以第一件事情我们要看见同定的启示。
So the first thing is to see the revelation.
加拉太书五章二十四节，凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲。同定在十字架上。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 24 says those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh and its passions and desires.
所以罗马书六章告诉我们，我们不仅仅向罪或者向肉体要看自己是死的。
So Romans 6 says not only that we reckon ourselves as dead to sin and flesh.
英文是用 die to sin， 向罪死。
That we die to sin，
向着肉体死。
We die to sin.
然后呢，算自己是死的。
And then reckon ourselves as dead.
就是换句话说，简单的说，就是我们用简单的心接受这个已经完成的事实。
In other words, accept this truth with a simple faith.
不要再去怕日本兵了，他们已经投降。
Do not be afraid of those Japanese soldiers. They have surrendered.
这已经是一个事实。
And that is a fact already.
虽然我主观经历看见他还会害怕。
Maybe I still feel afraid when I see them.
但是我常常要用客观的事实来提醒我，今天我们已经战胜了，我不需要怕他。
But I have to remind myself constantly with the simple fact that we have won the war.
第二件事情，不要给魔鬼留地步。
And then we will not leave any ground for the devil.
不仅仅是在消极方面。
Not only passively.
罗马书十三章十四节告诉我们。
Romans chapter 13 verse。Chapter 13 verse 14
他说不要为肉体安排去放纵肉体的私欲。
Do not gratify the flesh and its desires.
这是讲到低级方面的。
And that is passive.
就是那些犯罪的事情你不要为自己安排。
Do not gratify your flesh and the desires.
这一期的 leadership 的杂志里面。
In this current issue of leadership magazine,
他特别讨论色情在网络上所造成的伤害，尤其对基督徒们。
It especially talk about the harm that's caused to Christians by the pornographies on the internet.
甚至对很多的神的仆人都造成很大的伤害。
It even damages many servants of God.
所以它上面有一个简单小小的建议。
So it has this simple suggestion.
我觉得这也是一个不要为肉体安排很好的例子。
And that is a good example not to gratify the flesh.
第一个，你上网络的时候决定不要关起你的房门，自己一个人在里面上。
First, when you get on the internet, do not lock your door.
第二件事情，让你的 monitor 是向着门，不是背对着门。
Second, leave your monitor facing the door.
任何人进来可以马上看见你在看什么。
So anyone who passed by your room can see what you're seeing.
因为大家都很有技术, 一个P一按就可以换一个screen。
Because people are very skillful, they can just press a key and change the screen.
所以让你的萤幕对着门。
So face your monitor to your doorway.
第三件事情,
the third thing to do.
不要一个人在家或者晚上家人睡觉的时候去上网络。
Do not get on the internet when you are alone at home or when everyone else is sleeping.
不要给肉体安排。
Do not gratify your flesh.
虽然你去，你不是为着放纵肉体去的。
Even though you might not get on the net for your flesh.
那当你为着你真正的工作要上班，那是特别的事情。
Then sometimes, well, if it's for work, that's another story.
如果你自己曾经犯了这个毛病，就不要再给自己留地步。
If you ever had this weakness, do not leave any more ground for yourself.
Cancer 留下 10%, 不要说 10%, 1%。 它就会 come back, 它一定会再长起来。
If you leave just 1% of the cancer cell, it might grow back.
所以这是第一级方面, 比较消极方面, 不给魔鬼留地步。
So passively do not leave any ground for the devil.
那积极方面呢?
What about more actively, more
proactively? 就像我刚才讲的, 连我们心中想要做好的这件事情,
even the resolution, the wills that we want to do good,
我们都要适当的来处理它。
Let's manage them properly.
我们在神的面前, 时代旧造的生命, 真是一个愚昧的生命。
Because our old self is such a foolish life.
进也错, 动也错。
Anything we do is wrong.
就跟你一个很笨的仆人在你的家里面。
It's like if you have a very foolish servant.
有一天你读书读到一半, 你口渴, 你说, 请他给你倒杯茶来。
So one day when you're tired of reading, you ask him to bring you a cup of tea.
你不叫他还好。
It's probably better not to command him. Then you command him and he stood up and then he will break things.
他去扶椅子的时候又把墙上的壁画给摔下来,
and then he probably
撞下来,
and then by trying to make up the mistakes, he will make more mistakes.
然后把你桌上的古董也打破了,
and he probably break the vases on your desk.
他去院子拿扫把回来要扫的时候扫把一把又打到你,
and then maybe he go and take the broom and then the broom will hit you.
等到了这一杯热水来的时候，一个狼藏热水洒到你身上去。
And then when he brings this cup of tea, he might spill the hot tea on you.
就是不动还好。
So it's probably better for him not to do anything.
一动什么毛病都出来。
When he start working, and then problems come.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个高级的对付肉体啊。
So more proactively, this is how we deal with our flesh.
认识在我肉体中没有良善。
To know that there's no goodness in me.
当我在教会里面要出主意的时候,
when I want to give suggestions at church.
当我在这里要做重大决定的时候,
when I want to make a major decision.
甚至我在主面前立志行善的时候,
even when I resolve to do good before God.
我们都需要非常的小心。
Let's be very cautious.
因为从我里面出来的,
because anything out of me,
这个旧造的生命,
out of this old self,
常常出问题, 常常出问题,
often make mistakes and cause problems.
所以我们不再欠肉体的债, 去顺从肉体活着。
Because we no longer owe an obligation to flesh and live according to flesh.
因为我的肉体,
because my flesh,
还有肉体的邪情私欲,
and all its lust and passion,
已经跟基督同定十字架,
have been crucified with Christ on the cross.
他不能够再做我的主人,
it can never be my master anymore.
他不能够再来辖制我,
can never bind me anymore.
我也不准许他来辖制我,
and I will not let it rule over me anymore.
不管是坏的,
whether it's bad,
不管是好的,
or good,
我就要拒绝他的活动。
I reject any movement from it.
也就是宋尚杰博士讲道的时候带着三个法宝。
Dr. John Song, when he preached gospel, he often brought three things.
那第一个法宝就是一个小小的棺材。
And the first thing he brought is a little coffin.
那个小棺材的盖子是可以打开可以关起来。
And then the cover can be opened.
就是宋尚杰又活了。
And then he says, John Saul is alive again.
他马上就把他一下关起来,
and then he will close it.
就宣告与主同死了,
and he proclaimed that he's been crucified with Christ.
为什么我们常常想活起来?
We often want to revive again.
所以不仅仅在罪恶的事情上不给魔鬼留地步,
so not only that, do not leave any ground to the devil on anything sinful.
我们要对付一切从我们旧造生命源头出来的东西。
We want to deal with anything that's originated from our old self.
不给仇敌留地步。
Do not leave any ground to the devil.
这是讲到第二件事情。
That's our second way.
时间到了。
Our time is up.
第三个随从肉体。 不是随从圣灵而行。我这句话是随从肉体讲的。
The third way is to live, to walk according to the Spirit.
因为这个太大了，我将来我第四讲的时候再好好讲。
I will leave it for my fourth.
我今天还是会讲一点。
I will talk a little bit.
那第四讲的时候多讲一点。
And I will talk more in my fourth.
那等到我们将来讲圣灵全备的祝福的时候，我们再花8次到12次来讲它。
And then I'll spend eight to ten sermons talk about the complete blessings of Holy Spirit.
但是在这边有一个非常关键的点让弟兄姊妹知道。
But there's a very crucial point that we have to know.
生命圣灵的律，它可以释放我们。
The law of spirit of life can free us.
它绝对可以释放我们。
Absolutely.
因为它大过了肢体中犯罪的律。
Because it's greater than the law of sin in our body.
第二件事情。
Second.
这一个生命圣灵的律怎么样子在我们身上产生功效呢？
How does this spirit, the law of spirit of life work in us?
请特别把圣经上所有随从这两个字画起来。
Please mark all the words like according to.
随从圣灵的人。
Any.
或是像第四节，他特别讲到8章4节，他说律法的义，就是律法的要求。可以成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
For example, Romans chapter 8 verse 4 says, in order that the righteousness of the law will be fulfilled on us who do not live according to the flesh but according to the spirit.
什么叫做随从呢？
What does it mean by according to?
谁是主动者？
So who is the active party?
圣灵，对不对？
The Holy Spirit.
我们是随从他。
We just follow.
就跟爸爸妈妈带着一个小孩子过马路的时候。
Just like when parents lead a child to cross the street.
或者带他去街上 shopping 的时候。
Or when they take a child to go shopping.
小孩子不需要自己去决定往哪里去，或者怎么样子跨过那个艰难的马路。
Children do not have to decide where to go, or they don't have to figure out how to cross the street.
当父亲或母亲的大手伸下来的时候。他只要轻轻地牵着，他随从他。
When their parents extend their hands, he only had to hold on to their hands and follow them.
所以圣灵是主动者，我们是 follower.
So the Holy Spirit is the one that initiates. We just have to follow.
他发起，我们跟随。
He initiates. We just follow.
他要求，我们顺服。
He demands and we obey.
他运行，我们接受。
He works and we accept.
他在我们里面立志，我们来配合。
He resolves and will, and then we just follow.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣灵在我们身上叫我们过得胜生活的秘诀。
And that is the secret to victorious life by the Holy Spirit.
有一个很关键的一节圣经，我们必须要读，在罗马书第四，不，以弗所书第三章。
So let's turn to a very crucial verse, Ephesians chapter 3.
3:20。神能够照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to the power at work in us.
用现在进行式告诉我们。有一个大的力量在我们的里面。
So this is the present progressive tense because there is a power in us now.
它正在我们里面运行。
It's at work within us now.
它能够充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
He can do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine.
那弟兄姊妹，那个能力不仅仅在我们里面。
So the power is not only within us.
我们的责任。
Our responsibility.
一方面是我们不要让第二个律来发动。
It's not to activate the second law.
因为第二个律一发动，我们的结果知道，第三个一定发动，然后第四个失败的结果也一定得到。
So because we know that whenever we activate the second law, there follows the third and the fourth, we will reap the consequence.
然后我们就会落在立志行善，由得我行出来，由不得我的叹息。
And then we will again have this cry and sigh of hopelessness.
所以一面说我们要放下自己的挣扎和努力。
So we need to let go of our struggles.
另外一面,
on the other hand,
我们带着一个很简单的心,
with a simple heart,
随从灵而行,
obey and walk according to the Spirit. He is in us.
他不仅仅是一点点,
not only just a little bit.
圣经上常常讲到用他,
the Bible says this immeasurable.
他能够充充足足地成就,
he can do more than we can ever ask or imagine.
随从圣灵的人,
anyone who walks according to the Spirit
他就会得到生命和平安,
will receive peace and life.
然后我们体贴肉体, 就随从肉体, 我们的结果就是死,
but if we set our mind on the flesh, we will be dead.
还不光是坏的肉体,
not only the bad flesh,
甚至是我们所欣赏的肉体,
even the flesh that we admire,
当我们随从他的时候,
if we follow it,
那个结果就掉到罪和死的律里面,
the result is that we will fall into the law of sin and death.
而当我们随从圣灵的时候,
but if we live according to the Spirit,
它是生命和平安,
that is life and peace.
最后一节再读完, 我们差不多了, 我们请读腓立比书,
last verse, Philippians
第二章,
chapter 2,
12节, 13节,
verses 12 and 13.
这样看来, 我亲爱的弟兄, 你们既是常顺服的, 不但我在你们那里, 就是我如今不在你们那里, 更是顺服的, 就当恐惧战惊, 做成你们得救的功夫, 因为你们立志行事, 都是神在你们心里运行, 要成就他的美意。 弟兄姊妹特别注意最后一句话,
please pay attention to verse 13.
你们立志行事,
when you will and to act,
都是神在你们心里运行, 为要成就他的美意。
It is the work of God who works in us to, for his purpose.
弟兄姊妹, 有一个翻译是叫做神的, 在我们里面照着他的旨意来替我们立志行事。
There's another translation that God wills in us according to his will.
你们有没有听说跟罗马书七章第二个律最大的不同在哪里?
So can you tell the difference between this one and the second law?
七章的第二个律是我里面想要为善。
The second law says we want to do good.
它的源头还是我这个人。
So the origin is still us.
腓立比书第二章讲到的那个立志行事是神照着他的旨意在我们里面替我们立志行事。
The will mentioned in Philippians chapter 2 is God is making the will in us according to his will.
这是 key point.
And that is the key point.
你在年尾听到读经的重要的时候,
so whenever you hear about the importance of reading the Bible,
活在罗马七章的人, 马上就在主的面前说, 我要一天读五章, 然后我每天都要读。
Anyone who lives in Romans chapter 7 will have this resolution. From now on, I'll read 5 chapters a day and I'll read it every day.
然后就开始每天就读五章。
And then he will start.
有的人走得久一点, 有的人中间断掉了。
And for some people, it might last a little bit longer.
认识罗马八章的七八章的人,
but anyone who knows, who understands Romans 7 and 8,
当他听见读经的重要的时候,
when he hears about the importance of reading the Bible,
他不是马上立志,
he will not will it immediately,
他带着一个非常谦卑渴慕的灵到主的面前,
but with a humble and thirsty heart, he will come before God.
他告诉主说, 主啊, 我知道我立的志没有用,
he will tell God, I know that it's useless for me to will.
既然你今天借着信息告诉我你的话语这么重要,
since that through today's message you're telling me your words are very important,
主我渴慕更多读你的话语,
Lord, I thirst to read more of your words.
我求你在我里面,
please help,
常常把这个读经的渴慕放在我的深处,
and instill this thirst in my heart,
激励我,
and encourages me,
你来替我决定,
and that you will that for me,
照着我的时间, 照着我的年日, 我该如何在你的面前,
according to my time schedule and my maturity, tell me how.
常常当第二天起来, 第三天起来,
so maybe the second or third day you wake up,
圣灵是真的,
The Holy Spirit is real.
祂的运行是真的。
And His work is real too.
祂会在我们里面真实地感动我们再去读经。
He will compel us and move us to read the Bible.
因为读祂的话就如同听祂对我们说话。
Whenever we read His words, it's like we're listening to Him.
一切圣灵的工作都把我们带到神的面前。
Because all the work of the Holy Spirit is to bring us before God.
不是只是带我们外面有一些基督徒的行为和表现。
Now, it's not just to help us to do some Christian work.
而是在圣灵的实际里面让我们跟神有一个对的关系。
But in the reality of the Spirit, we'll have this right relationship with God.
而让我们能够活出该有的情形。
So that we will live a right life.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
是生命圣灵的律就让我们可以达到神圣洁良公义良善的要求。
This law of the Spirit of life can help us to fulfill God's law.Which is holy, righteous, and good.
使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
So that the righteousness of the law will be fulfilled in us who do not live according to the flesh, but live according to the spirit.
如果你有那个 highlight 笔的话，我建议把这十个字把它画起来。
If you have highlighter, I will recommend you to highlight these words.
我们一起来念好不好
？Let's read them together.
不随从肉体。只随从圣灵。有姊妹，这是我们得胜的秘诀。
And do not live according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. That's our way and the secret to victory.
你觉得你目前的难处没路可走吗
？Do you feel you have no way out of your trouble？
你觉得目前的软弱胜不过去吗
？You feel you cannot overcome your weakness？
你觉得基督徒的已经越来越走得乏味了吗
？Are you feel weary, tired and weary of this Christian walk？
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们永远有路。
We always have a way.
像一个老姊妹讲的。
Like an old sister once said.
没路。
There's no way.
永远有路。
We always have a way.
死路一条。
And that is the way to death.
当我们真跟主同死的时候。
Whenever we die with Christ.
我们真知道已经跟主同死。
If we really know we die with Christ.
我们也接受也算自己是死的。
And we accept it and we reckon and count ourselves as dead.
然后我们开始专心注意跟随圣灵。
And then we focus on following the Spirit.
所以罗马书八章告诉我们随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
So Romans chapter 8 tells us anyone who live according to the Spirit have their mind set on the things.
这个体贴就叫做你整个的思想注意力都在他的身上。
Have their mind set on the things desired by the Spirit.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
要过得胜的生活
in order to live a victorious life,
让我们从外面一切的挣扎努力和注意上转到我们里面正在运行的圣灵。
Let's turn our attention from all our struggles to the working of the Holy Spirit in us.
第一个人要能够随从圣灵，他的注意力必须在圣灵身上。
If we want to follow the Holy Spirit, we have to set our mind on the Spirit.
我们不凭自己征战。
So we do not war by our strength.
他的大能大力要成就一切。
Because His great power will accomplish everything.
好，我们的信息就停在这。我们最后再唱一节诗歌就好了。
Let's sing the hymn again. I hope by the time we complete this series of messages of the cross,
大家听见十字架不是害怕，也不是愁眉苦脸。
Whenever we hear of this cross, we will not be worried.
我们要知道十字架真是我们最大的拯救和依靠。
We have to know that cross is our greatest salvation and our rest.
所以好不好？我们唱的时候，我们就真的很喜乐、很轻快的来唱。
So let's sing this with a joyful heart.
预备。来，我敬祝你，同你是世下一将，我皆是。
back.
非常喜乐，非常超然。
With a joyful and free spirit.
好吧，快一点哈，我们真的很喜乐的来唱，预备来，我。
That is, and they like to look at their own muscles.
我家的儿子也常常在镜子面前比来比去的。
My son at home like to look at the mirror to check out their own muscles.
不光他们，我在教会看到好几个小男孩子也都在那里比。
And not only them, I believe every boy like that.
这是所有的男孩子都有的一个感觉。
Yes, everyone gone through that stage.
那他说想好我要见肌肉，他就去看书去的话，如果。
And some wants to build up the muscle, they will flip through a book.
啊，要增加这边的肌肉，应该做什么运动
？And they study, or if I want to increase this muscle mass, I want to do certain exercise.
啊，要增加背部的肌肉，应该做什么样子的运动
？Or strengthen the back muscle, I want to use that exercise.
你读了这么多的书。
And if you have read through all the books,
但是从来不去做的话，你的肌肉不会增加一点点。
But if you never lift up a weight, then you will not improve anything of your muscle.
但是如果你天天去练呢，又没有一些姿势来保护你，来平衡你的话。
But if you just go out to lift weight without the knowledge or understanding of,
你很容易就受伤，或是不平衡的发展，对不对
？Then it's easy for you to injure yourself or to grow some abnormal.
那天天只练右手。
If you only train your right hand,
那夏天一到，这边胖的像个猪腿，这边像个鸡脖子一样。
And summer comes and everybody sees that you have the thickness of a pig's leg and the thickness of a chicken thigh here.
就不美了,
then it's not beautiful, isn't it?
所以神在我们身上的拯救又有客观真理的启示又有主观圣灵里的经历。
So it's the way of the Lord saving us that we must emphasize in the balance of the objective truth and the subjective experience.
所以我们很快地看一下这个表格,我讲完这个就结束了。
And so let us look at the chart, and after this I will end.
罗马书第六章重在真理的启示。
Romans chapter 6 emphasized the revelation of the truth.
我们放在程序单最后一页。罗马书第八章重在我们圣灵里的经历。
And Romans chapter 8 emphasized the subjective experience in the Holy Spirit.
所以六章重在那个客观的死，就叫地位上的死。
And so chapter 6 talks about the objective death, our positional death.
那罗马书第八章要把我们带进主观的经历里面，怎么样子来经历死？
And Romans chapter 8 talks about subjective death, our experience.
所以六章在那里告诉我们，跟主同死是一个事实，已经发生了。
And Romans 6 talks about that to be crucified with Christ is a fact, it's already happened.
第八章是要把我们带进到这个同死的经历里面去。
And chapter 8 is to lead us into the experience of union with his death.
就像我上礼拜结束的时候讲到日本人投降是一个已经发生的事实。
And just like what I talked about last week, that the Japanese surrender and it was a fact.
但是那个姊妹在她年轻的时候，她还是害怕日本人。
But then the young lady also is still afraid of the Japanese even after they surrendered.
她一听到日本军人走过去，她就要躲起来。
And whenever she heard the Japanese came by, and she want to hide herself.
她不断提醒自己，我们已经战胜了，她又勇敢地出来。
And she must remind herself before she became courageous that the Japanese already surrendered.
她在经历上面比事实慢了一点。
And her experience is comes a little after the understanding.
就像你今天，如果你碰到生日，你一个亲爱的家人从纽约或是从中国大陆、台湾寄了一台电脑给你，你很喜欢的电脑。
And if you have a birthday gift from overseas, that someone gives you a computer.
那你完全不知道他寄出来了。
And you don't know it is already sent out.
那个礼物给你已经是一个事实，因为它已经其实已经 on the way.
And the gift sent to you is a fact because it's on the way.
但是你不知道。
But then you don't know.
等到那天你收到它的时候，
But on the day when you receive it,
你开始经历它，开始享受它。
And you begin to experience it and enjoy the computer.
所以第六章讲到基督所完成的死。
And so chapter 6 talks about the accomplished death of Christ.
我说过我们自己没被挂在那里。And
I said that we ourselves have never been crucified.
是基督为我们挂在那里。It
is Christ that was crucified.
而在他的死里面我们可以来经历。But
in his death we can experience the crucifixion.
六章讲基督所完成的死，而到了罗马书第八章讲到圣灵。 要来执行这个死在我们身上。So
chapter 6 talked about the accomplished death of Christ, but 8 talked about the mortification of the Holy Spirit.
所以八章是说到圣灵所执行的死。And
chapter 8 talked about the mortification of the Holy Spirit.
所以我相信你们回到家可能都会想到一个问题。So
I believe when you get home, you think of this problem.
虽然上礼拜你们大家都听得同定了。
And though you have heard about the cross of union last week,
我们都知道我们该死,
and we all know that we should die,
我们也知道我们已经跟主同死了,
and we all know that we already died with Christ,
但是事实上我们怎么样子能够真正死呢?
But how can we truly be dead with Christ?
你们有没有这个问题?
And do you have that question?
没有这个问题，我就想我。 上礼拜又讲失败了。And
then if you don't have that question, then perhaps I failed again last week.
因为我不过是给你们大家一个知识，觉得我们该死，已经死了。And
I only have passed on some knowledge because you feel that oh I should die and perhaps I die.
却没有让我们变得真的想死，然后真的去死。But
then you do not have the desire to truly want to be dead in Christ and
当你真要去活的时候，你都不知道怎么去用这个东西。
And if you want to live out the fact, that, you have died with Christ, you don't know how.
这是保罗写罗马书第八章。
And that is why Paul wrote Romans chapter 8.
不仅仅在第六章，我们知道基督为我们死了。
Not only we know the fact that Christ died for us in Romans 6.
第八章圣灵要把这个死坐在我们的身上。
But we also know that chapter 8 that the Holy Spirit wants to, do this death in us.
所以罗马书八章十三节非常宝贝啊。
So Romans chapter 8 verse 13 is very precious.
你们如果顺从肉体必要死，但是若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行必要活着。
It says, therefore, if you live according to the flesh, you will die, but if you by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
所以你不用担心该怎么去活。
So do not worry about how to live out that fact.
那是圣灵来做的事情。
Because that is the doings of the Holy Spirit.
他知道怎么样子把这个死执行在我们身上。
And the Holy Spirit knows how to work this death in us.
他知道让我们怎么样子能够活着，不再是我，乃是基督。
And so that we may live through the experience that no longer I, but Christ lives in us.
那这一部分我下个礼拜会讲。
And I will speak about this next week.
今天没有时间。
Because time runs out.
所以我请求弟兄姊妹，上个礼拜、这礼拜跟下礼拜这三篇信息要一起听。
And I ask everyone to review and often remind yourself about these three messages from last week to today and the next week.
所以圣灵在这里要帮助我们来执行这件事情。
And because the Holy Spirit wants to mortify our flesh.
就好比有一个大富翁，他留下了一大笔的产业。
And just like a wealthy man, he has left behind a great inheritance.
他说我未来的十代子孙只要他愿意读书，所有的学费从这笔基金里面拨出来。
It says for 10 generations from now then every child if they want to study they can draw the money from this foundation.
恩典预备了，应许是真实的。
And grace is prepared, the promise is true.
但是这件执行随着时间一直要做下去的。
But then the execution of this will has to pass through time.
所以他的后代子孙只要愿意读书的，就有这个法人或是有律师来执行这件事，把恩典做在他的身上。
So any descendant, if they want to claim that promise, then some lawyer will come to execute the fact on them.
他的子孙只要接受这个恩典就好了。
And the descendants only need to accept this grace.
这个执行者怎么做？那是他的事情。
And how the person will execute it, it is his business.
如果我们不肯读书，
But if we do have no desire to study,
我们就跟这个恩典无分。
Then this person is separate themselves from this grace.
我们如果不肯随从圣灵而行，随从他的教导，那这个救恩就跟我们好像我们不能够去经历它了。
And likewise, if we are no longer, if we don't want to be according to the Spirit, then this grace is cannot come to us.
好，底下讲快一点啊。六章讲到旧人的死，八章讲到肉体的死。
And Romans 6 talks about the flesh of the old man. This, chapter 8 talks about the death of the flesh.
六章既然是讲事实，所以要借着看见和相信，就是。开启的意思。
And Roman talks about death objectively, so therefore we must see it and to believe it.
八章重在经历，所以我们讲借着随从灵，还有在圣灵里的交通。
And chapter 8 talks about experience, so we must emphasize the liberty and the according to the Spirit and the fellowship in the Spirit.
六章讲我们怎么样，我们脱离了旧人的辖制啊，包括罪啊、肉体等等。
Romans 6 talk about free from the bondage of sins, including the flesh.
八章讲到我们进到圣灵的释放。
And chapter 8 talks about the liberty of the spirits.
六章讲到我在基督里。
Chapter 6 talks about I in Christ.
就像我上个礼拜讲的，这个书签在我的圣经里面。他所有的经历跟遭遇都跟这个圣经是一样的。
And just like what I talked about, the bookmark that I had in my Bible, and whatever experience it had, it goes with the Bible.
当我的圣经掉了，他也书签也掉了。
And when I lost my Bible, the bookmark was lost as well.
当我找回来的时候，它又回来了。
When I found the Bible, the bookmark came also.
同样，我们在基督里，他死了，我们死了。
And likewise, when we are in Christ, when Christ died, we died.
他活了，我们也活了。
And when he lives, we live.
他升上天，我们也升上天。
And if ascended, then we ascended.
但在第八章讲到基督在我里面。
And chapter 8 talks about Christ in me.
他成为我的生命。
He has become my life.
让我一举一动可以有新生的样式。
And so that my words and deeds will have the newness of life.
对，罗马书六章讲到主为我死。
And 6 talks about the Lord died for me.
第八章讲到主为我活。
And 8 talks about he lives for me.
六章讲到不再是我，因为我已经被钉死了。
And 6 talks about no longer I because I was crucified.
第八章讲到乃是基督，现在活着的是基督在我。